Well, welcome to episode 351 of the Just Picks podcast. I'm your host, Don Ma, and do we have a show for you today? Well, actually, we have a lot of shows for you today, and that's exactly what today is about, all of the shows. Today, we will be talking about all of the upcoming shows that you will be able to hear on the Just Picks podcast. First, let's talk picks. If you're a guitar player, you fall into two categories, maybe three. Either you use a plectrum or you don't. Some players combine picks in their fingers, but you already know that. But do you know how your favorite guitarist may have played on one of your favorite albums? You'll find out how that player played that song, possibly, on the Just Picks podcast. Now, I have a confession. We don't actually talk about Just Picks. We totally geek out on all that is guitar. Electric guitar, acoustic guitar, classical guitar, flamenco guitar, bass guitar. If it has guitar in the name in it, we talk about it. So who's on the show? 2021 is going to be a great year for our first series of podcasts. Here's a short list of people that will be featured on our upcoming shows. Paul Richards from the California Guitar Trio, an amazing Grammy-nominated player who grew up in Utah and is now a California native. A graduate of Robert Fripp's famed guitar craft and guitar circle literacy, and a practitioner of the new standard tuning, which is part of Robert Fripp's approach to the acoustic and steel string guitar. We will talk with Paul about his 30 years with the California Guitar Trio, his approach to tone development and ensemble playing, and some of the equipment he has used to create the legendary albums with the California Guitar Trio. Also on the show is legendary multi-instrumentalist John Jorgensen. What can be said about an artist of this stature? He has played with just about everyone. He has crossed every boundary in music from rock, R&B, country, bluegrass, gypsy jazz, classical, folk, and on and on. Not only is John a multi-instrumentalist, he's a multi-career artist. To name just a few, he was a member of the groundbreaking Helicasters along with Will Ray and Jerry Donahue. Their albums continue to astound listeners around the world. He was in the genre-bending Desert Rose Band with Herb Peterson and Chris Hillman. The awards and success of that band seem endless. He has built an amazing career as one of the mainstays in gypsy jazz, building a legion of followers as he impeccably represents the music of Django Reinhardt. Recent projects include his amazing JJBB, the John Jorgensen Bluegrass Band, where he has reunited with Desert Rose Band alum Herb Peterson, bringing his incredible mandolin playing forward. We will talk in depth with John about his work as a session player, the details of his tone generation, how he built his signature sound touring with Elton John, how he developed his technique across all of the genres and instruments he plays, and so much more with the award-winning legend John Jorgensen. Also joining us on the show will be nylon guitar master and composer Florida's Eric Hansen. Eric is an incredible stylist, composer, arranger, and performer who has brought his special flavor and technique to a wide range of music from the Beatles to his own compositions. Eric's sense of melody, harmony, and rhythm bring forward the nylon guitar in ways yet to be explored. We will talk with Eric about developing his incredible technique, his impeccable tone generation both live and in the studio, and we will explore his approaches to songwriting, arranging, plus a lot about his new album, Transcendence. Can you believe Grammy nominee Miles Gilderdale with the Blue Flies and legendary band Acoustic Alchemy is on the show? Miles will join us from his studio in York, England. We will cover his early years learning the guitar, what some of his greatest influences have been. We'll hear about his tone generation in both electric and acoustic situations. He will share some of the insight into the roles he's had in multiple ensembles. Miles will recount how his role in Acoustic Alchemy formed in the late 90s, which resulted in an amazing 30 years and still going strong with an incredible band fronted with Greg Carmichael. You won't want to miss the series of shows with Miles Gilderdale. Joining us from Waterton, Massachusetts will be archtop virtuoso Noel Borthwick. Noel will discuss his early development as a guitar player, jazz listener, and arranger. Noel's sensitivity to band members has powered his playing to one of the most intuitive guitarists in jazz. Noel will talk about the players that influenced him, how he achieves his beautiful tone, and the types of music that continue to inspire his playing. We will also get a chance to talk to Noel about his work as Chief Technology Officer and Lead Architect for one of the most important music-making software products on the planet, Cakewalk by BandLab. Noel has devoted his life to making software tools that empower the artistry of musicians. The shows with Noel Borthwick are not to be missed. Joining the show from Colorado is former East Coast Stratocaster monster Randy Brandt. Randy's blues rock technique leaves audiences gasping for air as he redefines the world of melodic solos. Randy's playing has been the foundation for many bands over the years, and you'll hear him talk about that. Randy will talk about his early years learning the guitar, the players that influenced him, and the tone he aimed for. Randy has a keen understanding of the Stratocaster and doesn't hold back describing the relationship that he has with that instrument. Brandon Lehman joins us from my hometown here in Pittsburgh. Brandon is on the A-team of guitarists here in the Berg. Brandon's playing crosses every genre, both electric and acoustic. His thick voicings and right-hand technique have made him the cornerstone of countless bands and recording sessions throughout the East Coast. Brandon will talk to us about his tone development, early influences, albums, and players that have inspired his endless style. Another local boy will be joining us, Tim Bazone. Tim is the lead guitarist for the Rust Project and has spent much of his career chasing the classic tones, both acoustic and electric, that forged California rock and the classic rock we cherish to this day. Tim will talk about his early influences, his instruments of choice, how he nails his signature tone on stage, and what instruments make up his farm of guitars. You won't want to miss Tim's classic rock revival. Well, there you have it. Guitarists from all over the globe, every style imaginable, endless stories of their development and success. Gear, music, bands, and fun. We're adding new players every week, so follow each episode for more information on the players we will be adding. We will also be talking with legendary store owner, guitar designer, industry insider, and all-around Einstein of a guy, Steve Miklas of Acoustic Music Works. There's so much to Steve's story and his influence on the acoustic guitar that you won't want to miss an interview with him. We have several manufacturers lined up for discussion. Look for an upcoming show with Shore Grip Picks, John Schmidt. We'll hear about the development of the company and what their products offer the working guitarists. Follow the Just Picks podcast for segments on guitar news, music news, and almost always a little bit about the Beatles. We'd love to hear from you. Send us your feedback and share this podcast with your friends and enemies. You can reach us at justpickspodcast@gmail.com. That's justpickspodcast, all one word, justpickspodcast@gmail.com. Stay tuned for episode 352 coming soon.